on this trip, I turned 40.
Yeah.
My mother graduated from college.
Shout out.
Saw relatives I haven't seen in over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Went fishing. So many things.
A ton.
Thank you, Zanette, for the birthday dinner. That was amazing that you just showed up like that. It was amazing to see you shop. Huge shout out to you.
Yes.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
We have arrived at the end of this road trip. Well, we are in our last actual destination and
last
heading
leg.
Home.
Yep.
I feel fucking great.
What an amazing ride. And
sorry, Dad. I told myself I wasn't going to cuss so much, or at least, I'm sorry, that's all. What were you saying?
Which this is really great because I recently, well, I met your dad once,
mm-hmm.
years ago, and then now I've spent time with him.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. So you saying that just plays a little different.
Right? Now that you know who I'm talking to,
uh-huh.
and this sensitive soul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've had an amazing time. That's why there's been minimal to no recording. And yeah, we're sitting in this hotel parking lot because we're about to hit the road headed towards Seattle.
Currently and, in Chicago.
Chi-town. Like, we should record. Mm-hmm. What better time?
Than right now. In the turnaround.
In the turnaround.
Yeah.
Tell me some highlights. Like fire, like rapid fire highlights.
Rapid fire highlights.
Just three of them.
Okay. Rapid fire highlights.
Let's keep it rapid fire.
Okay. I would say that Joshua Tree mm-hmm. is up there as one of the top highlights.
That's awesome because I talked you to death.
Yes. But it was great because I was there every minute.
Yeah, you were. You know what I mean? Like, great listener.
There was no gap.
I talked for about 10 hours straight. But yeah. Go ahead. What else?
Then I would probably say, oh, this is hard because I'm still processing.
That's true. That's okay. You know? Can always, like, revamp this.
But
like,
I can just say some stuff that I liked.
Yeah.
So.
Just two more, though.
Two more. Okay. Just two more. I guess, you know, seeing my family in Chicago was
oh,
great.
Oh, that was so
and
beautiful.
LA. Can I clump that together? Because just seeing family.
Yes.
And then.
Yeah.
So seeing my grandma, aunt, and cousins. And then in LA, seeing my aunt and my cousin,
mm-hmm.
too, was amazing.
Yeah.
And seeing people. Because seeing my homegirl up in San Jose, Tanya, shout out, what up,
mm-hmm.
was great, too.
Yep,
and
yep.
just getting to meet your family. So family and friends.
Is that
being
like
family and friends, period.
Two and three, or is that just
that's
your
like
one?
2 and 2.5.
So let's get back on this rapid fire.
Okay, so number three would probably be I wanna say it might be Arches.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But at the same time, I don't know, because this is just what's coming off the top right now.
That's cool.
And this is totally subject to change.
It probably will.
So rapid fire, share what's your top three currently? What's going
on? I'm going to say my mom's graduation is strong number one. That will not change.
Yes.
That graduation day, I could start crying right now. We'll talk more about that later. And then definitely Joshua Tree. And as a whole, people, right? So mm-hmm. family, friends, and meeting new people. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just been amazing.
Yeah.
Because the first part of the trip started with meeting new people.
Yeah, meet new people. That clumps
that
up.
We are still, like, communicating with.
Right, which is amazing.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, like, that's effort you have to make. Mm-hmm. Right? Especially on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, our meetings that we have bi-weekly with Pep. Like, I love that.
That has been
so. We've been building the whole time we've been going.
That in itself has been blowing me away.
Yeah,
from and that first jump off to Portland.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that later too. But yeah, those are my top three.
Okay, awesome. So what's one thing that you're looking forward to coming back? getting back to Seattle.
Trying to hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. I've been processing this whole time. There's been offers to do this, offers to do that. Mm-hmm. And it is quite the problem to have decisions. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? To make. And decisions to make based on all these options.
Yes.
It's one thing you got to make a decision and you see one option.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm really stoked that, like, all these things are available to me. And not just that, but, like, somewhere between, I don't know, last week and this week, definitely this morning, my mind shifted to, I'm going to do everything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do all the things I want to do that bring me joy, that my heart desires to do. And then, whatever falls away, falls away. But I won't be crippled by which is the best choice. Because the best choice will last. It'll stand out there when the other choices are like, okay, we've had enough.
Right.
So, I'm super pumped. Like, all this energy in my voice is like, I just want to get into this new way of living.
Yes.
And I don't know, that's kind of what we set sail for, right? Like, mm-hmm. looking for change and looking for, like, a new thing to bring back and, like, transform, maybe transmute some things in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like mission accomplished right now. Because I also know what doesn't have to remain.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? What about you?
For me, I'm looking back. I mean, I'm looking forward to. Mm-hmm. I'm looking back no more. So I'm looking forward to
mm-hmm.
This cleanse I'm about to start.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Because my sure. goodness.
Ditto to that.
But I say that, and I say this cleanse because
it's like a detox.
It is a detox, which is needed.
Yeah.
But then it's also I'm looking forward to the whole detox of not only my body,
mm-hmm.
but the processing of this whole trip within yeah. my mind
yep.
and the emotions and just feeling all of it and being in my space again with new eyes
mm-hmm.
and really seeing where I'm led next.
Yeah.
Because there are options, right?
For sure.
And there are a lot of things. No.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like more and more. Mind you, I was not feeling that excited.
No, you weren't.
I wasn't. I was like,
I'm ready to go back. And Sophia was like,
I'm like, wait, maybe we can make another stop.
Yeah. Or people be like, y'all ready to go back? And I'm like, yeah. And Sophia's like, Kelly's really excited.
This is very accurate.
Yeah.
But more and more, just I'm noticing subtle changes within myself.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being that I don't have to put any expectation on myself of what it has to look like.
Yeah.
Because I think that I was carrying some expectation of like, oh, it's got to look a certain way, but it doesn't.
Nope.
And so I'm excited to go back with this energy of just deciding what I want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And what to do each day.
Mm-hmm.
And just see how that folds and try stuff. And it's getting there. Like, as we're... Like, even today feels different than yesterday when yeah. I think about heading back.
This
I have
moment
more excitement.
Feels different than this morning.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm feeling more and more excited for that.
Yeah.
And to see how coming back with everything we experienced
mm-hmm.
and coming back to Seattle, how that is going to feel, what things are going to shift. And yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at.
That's what's up. I think I'm realizing like what has happened for me anyway is seeing that like in all the ways we've been on this trip, which is very fluid, right?
Yes.
And just like we wake up and decide, we'll set a time like, oh, we're going to get on the road at whatever time, but typically we just move at our own pace.
Mm-hmm.
And also realizing like life can be this way. Like
yes.
this translates to living. So like removing all the pressures of how it should look, how mm-hmm. it should go, and showing up for each moment just to be like, okay, what do you have to offer? Okay, what do I have to offer? And can we move? How can we move? How can we rock this way or that way? And then just going.
Yes.
With no expectation and also no fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part, right?
Right.
Like, there's no fear in, like, what if the park is closed? Because several parks were closed that we wanted to see. Or fear in, like, what if the weather's bad? We never right. thought about these things in everything. The weather was immaculate. And everywhere we mm-hmm. went, people were like, oh, your timing is perfect. And it's just like all these little things adding up to say, like, and this is how it is, and right. this is how it can be, and this translates to your actual day-to-day, even not in this road trip. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, that's what I'm excited about. Like, somewhere along this past week, it also stuck that, like, it doesn't have to be any kind of schedule or routine when I get back, but I can keep this same pace yes. of productivity, which means I can wake up and decide for myself, what am I getting into? And it doesn't have to be this pressure of like, oh, I don't want to get out the bed. It's just mm-hmm. like, oh, shoot, like, what can I attack today? Mm-hmm. You know, with this same vigor and like excitement, because I get to create it.
Yeah. And this excitement for life, because like mm-hmm. adding to what you said, like, I totally agree. And this is what it's been feeling like each day. We're allowing things to unfold.
Right, exactly.
And so it's, you know, it's been maintained for this long. It's like, oh, wait, this can still maintain in my life every day.
Right, exactly. Like, you are the constant.
Yeah. And it was
when
just,
all the variables change. Exactly. You're the constant. Yeah.
And so then it just, then that's what kind of got me more excited. I'm like, wait, mm-hmm. I don't. And I can see myself trying to place things on myself when I get back.
Nah, same.
And then I'm like, wait, I'm putting that there.
Yeah.
I'm putting that obstacle in front of me that doesn't need to be there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, wait, I can just go back. I don't have to put anything in front of me yeah. that I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And so, not to say like, you know, caution to the wind exactly, but.
Kind of.
Kind of. And then trusting too, right?
Yeah.
Trusting that, like, because a lot of times with fear, our fears are that we can't handle what's to come. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm not saying like all instances of fear, but sometimes it's like, oh, what if this doesn't work out? Your fear is that you won't be able to handle it. But mm-hmm. then if anything, how this trip has shown me is that you can handle a lot more than you think.
Yeah.
And it's okay, and you got yourself.
Yeah, God willing, tomorrow is coming.
Right.
And you can do it again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, well, set that fear aside. What do you want to do?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and do it. If it doesn't work,
it just don't work.
But you're good. You're okay.
Right.
And one of the things that has been constant throughout the trip, like this running thread that's hit me home like many times, and I think you started saying it, was
I know what you're gonna say.
You know
yeah, what I'm about to say. Go for it.
You didn't get this far to get this far.
I hear that. That's not what I thought you were gonna say.
Well, this is there's multiple. I guess there's mm-hmm. multiple things we can kind of go into.
No, I'll say what I thought. You think. But go for it.
But that is one thing that's kind of stuck with me mm-hmm. through this trip, and I realized like, oh, when I'm like nervous or scared, like wait,
yeah,
or like, oh, I can't see the next step. Mm-hmm. What is it like? Why can't I see it? What's gonna go? I'm like, is there gonna be a next step? And then it's just like that saying comes into my mind. Mm-hmm. You didn't get this far to get this far.
Yeah.
And that's like, oh, well, there's gonna be something. So I just need to take a step in some direction. Yeah. And then see, you know? And
like, we're constantly evolving, and the yes. moments and the memories and the experiences are constantly coming. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And this trip has it has been life changing. I know
good.
We said we wanted
That's
to go on an adventure, and we were like, we're ready for adventure and mm-hmm. magic and all this stuff.
My hero's journey.
Yes. And all of it has come.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited to get back to continue to process this, because technically we're still on it.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? We're for not sure. home yet. We'll be home
in a couple days.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. We're still close. So what was it that you were saying? What was the one that you thought
I was going to say? Because what I've been carrying with me, mm-hmm. I guess it's a type of mantra, maybe, mm-hmm. is all of my experiences have brought me to this moment.
Ooh, yes.
That
yes.
one?
That's
because
a good one.
That right there.
That is the good one.
And even in, ooh.
Right?
Feeling emotional.
Yeah.
Even in the times that were like, difficult, and there weren't many, mm-hmm. remembering that like all of your experiences have brought you to this moment. So even in tough or like irregular mm-hmm. and not so fun times, thinking that thought to myself, like, all of my experiences have brought me to this moment. Mm-hmm. One, lets me know that it's temporary.
Yes.
And two,
yes,
lets me know that it's going to get better.
Yes.
Right? Because, you know, I like to say, you know, like, check the receipts of all the goodness that has already happened. Check mm-hmm. the receipts of all the experiences that you've already had. And what is the evidence there? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And those receipts, in most cases, show an exodus from something hard, right?
Yeah.
Like, coming out, celebrating, excited, whatever it is, all the times that you didn't think you would make it through something, or it was just so difficult or so hard or so what felt like impossible. All of a sudden, here we are, and I can say all of my experiences brought me to this moment. And especially in a moment of joy, you can still remember the tough times, mm-hmm. but that mattered.
Right.
That got me here.
Yep.
And that's the stuff where I'm just like, oh! mm-hmm. Like, that could be a tattoo.
It really could.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. That one is it.
It
for
is.
Sure.
It's so powerful. And that's thinking about that is like what I felt at times when we would be standing on top of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, multiple times.
Yeah, or going up the side of a mountain.
Right. And, you know, looking out at the landscape, or even mm-hmm. just even, you know,
yeah,
the Grand Canyon, which, shout out to the Grand Canyon.
Yo, my word.
You know,
Shout
out to Sedona. Shout out to all southern Utah.
Talk about taking your breath away.
Yeah.
And we traveled planets, which is going to sound bizarre. I don't care.
We was on Mars at least once or twice.
We saw so many different landscapes and colors to the landscape mm-hmm. and just like formations and
beauty upon
got so
beauty.
Much information.
Yes.
It was just insane how beautiful this country is. And it just looks like you're going from portal to portal to portal to portal. Like, you're just showing up in a different planet. You know,
in a different portal.
Every time you leave the state.
Hitting vortexes all over the place. And honestly, y'all, if you don't mind being in a car, drive this land.
Yeah.
Because flying, you're going to miss so much.
You miss
flying,
it all.
Pocket, pocket, pocket.
Mm-mm.
Driving this land, this landscape of this country.
Yeah.
I have a new appreciation for it. And it was so beautiful in the contrast of all the things mm-hmm. that were happening.
Yeah.
At that time, during this time over, you know, April mm-hmm. and part of May, to see the beauty that this country, this earth holds.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's just powerful.
Southern Catley, Arizona, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just talking about, like, how the land just, like, shifts and changes.
Yeah.
And my word.
And then it just made me think of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or just not myself, but like other people in yeah. general, because, you know, we are of the land, right? So I see all these different landscapes. I see sides of mountains where rocks have sloughed off, mm-hmm. but then still remain so beautiful and breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
And just the different variants contained in one planet,
yeah,
which is within us,
right?
And so it's like all the different variants and landscapes that we hold.
All this all matter things, matters.
Right, right. All the yeah. things that shift and slough away from us, but then our beauty still remains. Like, all these things that just showed me it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. okay to let things go. It's okay to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to just be.
Yeah.
And so it's been amazing.
Mhm.
And I'm grateful. I'm really grateful for all of it, and I'm grateful that we decided to do this.
Same.
Cuz I don't know if I could be in a car.
How
many people
I
could
say,
be in a car
thank
with.
Thank God for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Cuz y'all, it is close quarters.
I mean, it's been over a month now. We left March 29th.
Yep.
And
today we're recording, it's like, what, the 10th?
Yeah.
May 10th.
There's been no arguments. Definitely, like, you know, moments of tension.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't nobody trying to be in that space. Like, neither one of us likes to live in that space. We don't like confrontation.
No.
And so it's just like, well, she'll get over it. And when you both are feeling that way, you get over it.
Right. And if there's anything that needs to be discussed,
it's then done.
Then we do it, and then give ourselves a little bit of space if we need
it. A little space and grace.
Right. Walk around walk around the parking lot a little bit.
Whatever. Take a little longer to make a move.
Yeah. And we're good.
Yes. But that allowance to just, like, get right.
Yes.
Saying I need a moment, or I need a breath. Or seriously.
Communicating that. Mm-hmm. Not just being in silence.
Yeah.
But communicating that. Yeah.
It's been good. Mm-hmm. It's going to be weird, like, getting back and going separate ways.
And, like, staying separate ways?
Yes.
Because,
like, all right, well, I'll see you later. We only live 2 blocks apart. Well, maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But we're two streets apart. And, yeah, it's going to be weird.
It is.
It's going to be weird. But we're going to be on a mission.
Especially because I've been seeing you every single day.
I know. I know.
We've been seeing each other, like, how is this?
But it's great
because
we both got plans for, like, you know, just debrief, detox.
And what we want to do.
Rest, regroup.
I don't think I'm going to come out for a week.
Exactly.
So if I return, give me some time because I will not be probably answering any much. I'll be texting. I'll be reaching out.
I was about to say, I'll probably be selectively available.
Yeah.
Because I like to be like, I ain't doing nothing. I ain't picking up the phone, but, you know.
Right. And they'd be like, I'm here. I'm back.
That's a lifeline for me. That's a lifeline for me. And mama ain't having it. So.
Right.
I just like, I'm not talking for 10 days. Where are you going? I'm going to be in the house. Mm-mm, that's not going to work.
No. If anything, I just will say that I probably just won't leave.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'll probably go to the park.
You know what? We're just going to play by ear. This is how we started. This is what we talked about. Day by day, moment by moment. What is going to happen is the detox, though, because it's road food.
Ooh!
I'm like, when is the last time I had a salad, though? Or just fresh veggies? Yeah, think about that, and then we'll put it in the second episode.
That wasn't in, like, a casserole?
Fresh veggies.
Fresh
business. Don't worry about it. You can have all the time you need.
Okay, we're gonna talk about that in the next episode.
Yeah, but let's wrap this up so we can go.
Yeah, because we want to get out and explore because we're still in Chicago.
So we're gonna grab some Garrett's, maybe.
Hey, cheddar caramel.
Run over to. I really like their Doc Martens store here. Special place in my heart. So that's on my list. Sophia wants a sweatshirt. Yeah. What else? Yep. Let's do some shout outs because this has been great.
Okay.
You want to start?
No, go for it.
Okay. I like to give a shout out to Tanya, your homie.
Yeah.
For feeding us.
Tanya, I love you.
Like to give a shout out to Carolyn and Gabe for feeding and housing us. Well, housing us for sure.
Yeah.
Feeding us some other kind of information, though. Uh-huh. That's what's up. And the gifts and treats.
Yep.
And my homie Kathy.
Yeah.
For taking care of us. Nikki and San.
Yep.
Kiana and Charmaine. Mm-hmm. Oh, time out. Pause right there. So, we had just stopped, like, the West Coast part of this when we got to Kiana and Charmaine. And we had this, like, day and a half drive from Colorado to North Carolina. And
pretty much nonstop.
This was the first time we stayed in a home with people we love. And got the best sleep we had gotten this whole trip.
I didn't even know that I needed this
sleep. I was
about
to say that we were missing it.
Yeah, I was like, no, we've been doing good. We got good sleep. It felt like it.
Listen.
It felt like it until my head hit that pillow.
My goodness.
My body sank into that bed.
Yes.
The peace and quiet.
And it wasn't just, I want to be clear, it wasn't just like, oh, we get to sleep in a bed.
No.
They're home. Hugged us so tight and was full of such good energy and love and light and concern and intention that, like, you were just like, it was like the weighted blanket. You know what I mean?
It felt like we were held.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that was amazing that, big shout out.
Thank you so much. Shout out to them.
Okay.
And then shout out to my daddy for taking us fishing. I'm not done. And then shout out shout out to Dre for that ceremony we got. Shout out to
Wait, let's slow down real quick.
What?
Well, shout out again to your dad taking his fishing.
Let's I caught my first fish.
Okay. I'm going to just repeat.
I'm just trying to get my shout outs out so you can do yours.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then shout out to, I was on a roll. Priscilla and the boys. Mm-hmm. Jalen, Omari. Shout out to Mo. Every time I'm ready to go to Brooklyn and I'm only ever ready to go see my little family. They welcome me with open arms. There's nothing like watching two little boys turn into two grown young men that are absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And will say in the deepest of voice, when are you coming back? There's no love like it. There's no love like it. I cried so many times. Mm. Shout out to Philly. You know, Kalina, thank you for the food. And pretzel day just so happened to be when we arrived. That was great for
that
you.
That was, as I love pretzels.
And shout out to Akuto for seeing us off.
Yep.
It was just good stuff. Shout out to Kev. You always love me, right? Thank you. Thank you. Congrats on your home and family. Mm-hmm. There's just so much. There's so much. Shout out to my Indianapolis family. Y'all, I hadn't seen them in 20 plus years, and it felt like all the same love, even though we hadn't seen each other in so long. And so that was amazing. All the kids are adults with their own families. Mm-hmm. And it was just a blessing. It was a blessing to be there, to be in people's space, and to know people's stories. And then to, like, literally, and this was another thing that just kept giving me, like, a gut punch in the most beautiful way. But, like, realizing I'm sitting in people's dreams. So you know people, you grow up people, and you're hearing, like, I want to do this, and people's big dreams. And then all of a sudden you're sitting inside of a physical representation of that dream. And that's deep. So anyways, yes. I'm gonna wrap it up. I don't think I forgot anybody. Shout out to my mom directly, because I know that that needs to be said. Even yeah. though the graduation day is my number one. Shout out to my parents for every way they showed up. We stayed there for about a week, and it was the best visit home I've ever had. Mm-hmm. All right, on to you.
Okay, so you hit about everybody that I was shout out.
That's okay.
So I was in the same. So I'm just gonna do like, maybe some more highlights. Shout out to my auntie Yvonne, yes. my cousin Bryce.
Yes,
it was great to see them in LA. Shout out to my auntie Yolanda, mm-hmm. Grandma Gladys, mm-hmm. and you know my cousins and everybody that was out over in Chicago. And it was great seeing them and getting well fed.
Yeah.
Such good food. And shout out to, hold on, are we missing anybody? Shout out to, you know what? Shout out to your family and your friends, because this was the first time that I met most of your family
you
and friends.
You met so many people.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
And so shout out to all of y'all for welcoming me with so much love.
Yeah.
I felt very accepted, got teased, so I felt completely
welcomed.
Because
that's what the Wembleys do.
Right.
Like, if we're not teasing you, we don't see you, we're not trying to, no, we're good.
And, you know, just thank you for welcoming me into your homes,
yeah.
into your space, into your worlds. I have so much love for all of you. Seriously, I do. And shout out to, are we missing?
Nope. One more, though.
Yep.
Shout out to Sheila.
Shout out to Sheila.
Because that was an amazing day.
In Oakland.
Yes.
That was wonderful. Thanks for just, you know.
Being there
and then willing to meet up with us. Yeah. And just, you know what I'm saying? Just chill and show us mm-hmm. a little bit of your world.
And also drop some gems. One yes. in particular. If you can create like this little bit of happiness or like this feeling, why not do it every day? Mm-hmm. That right there, that was another one I took with me.
Yep.
For sure.
So big shout out to each person mm-hmm. who has seen us on this journey. Also big shout out to just my mom, yes. my sister that yeah. held it down in Seattle.
And watering the plants, Michelle Forbes.
Yo, Michelle!
Clutch.
Thanks for taking care of our babies.
Plant babies.
Our plant babies.
And everything else in between subtext.
Yes. So thank you. You know, thank you to Desi. Yeah. And again, thank you to Tanya. Thank you, you know what I mean, for holding it down and then being there through the journey, you know, touching in like, yo, this is what's up. This is what's going on.
Yeah.
And just being there.
Yo, I miss Michelle. I can't wait to get back to her.
I know.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited to share.
We coming home, boo.
Michelle, we are on our way. Okay?
Michelle is, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. She is necessary.
Yes, we are on our way. So, big shout out to every person who has seen this. And if we missed shouting you out.
Charge it to my head, not my heart.
Because the love is really there.
It really is.
So, yes. And anybody we just met on the way, whether it be like quick conversation.
Oh my God, like you. Harold Edwards, this older white man at Joshua Tree. He blew our mind and dropped a little bit of love on our hearts. That was great.
It was.
There was also the woman, Tanya, who was also on a solo road trip that I ran into on a trail in Sedona. Mm-hmm. And we chatted for like 5-10 minutes while you were off meditating. But it was such a great conversation. I was just like, wow. And she's like really doing it. Flew in from like Alaska, dropped into Texas. I was just, my mind was just blown by the strangers, the man at the elevator who had the Make America Great Again mask on in Arizona. Who just looked and was like, how are you doing? I was like, I'm good. How are you? And we had this whole conversation that was just peace. It was good.
It really was. There were so many moments where it just kind of brought highlights to things that you would think there would be issues or problems, and there isn't.
Yeah.
And it just showed you it doesn't have to be that way.
Don't trust the internet.
No. We can have our differences as we do. Mm-hmm. And it's our differences that make us unique.
Yeah, and that allow for grace, and grace is always a blessing.
Exactly. And we can have common ground, and most of the time we do have a common ground, because why? We are all here having this human experience.
Yep.
We are all here living.
Yep.
So that in itself is enough to unite us. Exactly. Or at least try.
We are all showing up,
peace between.
Trying to do our best.
We are
with what we got.
That is,
we ain't all got the same tools.
No.
And we ain't all got the same rules.
No.
But we out here.
All right. So let's, I think that's a good wrap
up.
Yeah,
we're definitely wrapping it up because I'm ready to get on the road. If you're looking for me, Zaidi Thriving, Zaidi_Thriving, Thriving, on IG. And if you're looking for Magically Just Different, it's one word. Y'all can spell. It's too early right now. And that's also on IG. And you?
And if you're looking for me, you can find me at Phia Styles, at PHIASTYLES on IG.
And remember, be great.
Be kind.
Be you. There's only one. Peace, fam.
See ya. Thanks to the Nat for hooking a sister up on these locks. So I was out here with my beautiful desert hair. Yes. Thank you so much.